A second story I have for you is a combination of a bunch of different Greek myths and stuff. So if any of you are a purist, forgive me. What is beauty? I mean, it must be something very important, right? We all go to the gym or dye our hair or go under the knife and put things in different places and try to be more beautiful. But what is it? Because there was a time when beauty was not a good thing. When gods and man walked the earth together, beauty was dangerous. It could be a curse. Such was the life of one very beautiful girl. She was so beautiful, they say the wind would change direction to waft through her hair, and that the dew woke up early to cling to her feet. So beautiful, her parents were terrified. So they sent her to go work in servitude at the temple of the virgin goddess. And this she did for many years. Until one day, as it were, always, she was walking down the hallway after lunch as the virgin goddess slept. And from the window, she spotted something leaping out of the ocean. It was the son of the sea god. And he was very handsome. And they introduced themselves to one another. And they started talking. What's it like to work in a temple? Hey, what's it like to live in the sea? And they would start talking. And then every day, for weeks, after lunch, while the virgin goddess slept, they would have these great conversations about the riches of the sea, about the changes of the weather, about where to get really great shoes, all these things. And they fell in love. Yeah, it was awesome. And they said, we have to be together. And so she went to the virgin goddess, and she explained her situation. And the virgin goddess said, no, no, you are my trophy. You are my beautiful, beautiful award. No, you may never leave the temple. And likewise, the sea god, marry a mortal? Never. What are they going to do? So the girl got an idea. She said, I will pray to another god to make me hideous. I will be so repulsive that the virgin gods will not want me in her temple. Oh, but then he might not find me beautiful. That's not going to help the situation. So she prepared a test. And after lunch, she took some soot and some pieces of meat and put them on her face and covered herself with a veil. And she walked by the window. And the sea god leapt up and was like, what's wrong with your face? What happened? And she said, oh, there's been a horrible accident. I'm terribly disfigured. You'll never want me now. I'm hideous. He said, let me see. She said, no. He said, let me see. So she dropped the veil, and he was thrown back. But then what he saw was all these conversations they had about so many things in the world. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. You're still beautiful. And she wept, and he realized it was a trick, and she explained what she was going to do. And he said, you would do that for me? Then I will give up the sea for you. I will renounce my throne, but I have to warn you, when I do that, I will age, and my muscles will sag, and I will no longer be handsome. And she said, and you will be more beautiful to me than you are now. Well, they knew that this was never going to work. So they decided that they would meet that night. She would leave the temple, and he would leave the sea. And they would meet at the edge of the known world, where the shore and the sea met, by the great chasm of chaos that led to the underworld. You see, you probably don't know this, but back then, when you died, your soul just wandered aimlessly. It had nowhere to go because the great chasm was too horrible to pass. And it was very dangerous, but for love, right? So that night, she crept from the temple and opened the door. But it woke the guardian dogs, who started barking. And so she just ran down the shore, ran to the edge of the known world. And likewise, the sea god started swimming to the end of the known world. But those dogs were very loud, and they woke the sea god. And he woke up and saw his son, Porpoise, like swimming to the end of the world for that mortal woman he had forbidden, and he became a great wave. And that was so loud, it woke the virgin goddess, who likewise saw the same thing. And she called out a curse that she could think of. And she said, if you kiss him, it will turn you to stone. While they met at the end of the known world, and they kissed, despite it all, and they started turning to stone. But then, Mercy, the little god of love, who who's so small, most people don't even see him, said, they should be the size of their love. And the stone couple grew and grew and grew and grew larger than the largest wave the sea could become, mightier than the virgin goddess themselves, knocking back the dogs. And yes, as two people hugging would do, they became a bridge. So beautiful, it spanned the chasm of chaos into the underworld. So now, when you die, if you have truly loved, you can find that bridge and cross safely into the underworld. And the boy and girl who risked everything, everything, just to be together for a moment, now kiss for eternity. And it is eternity.